Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
It's smoking time. Oh, it's smoking time. Woo! We got the pulled pork on the bun. Why don't you come on down? Come on down to smoking time.
Oh my.
An ad for a barbecue truck in Canada as a theme
song. It's not
song
even a restaurant.
For an improv show. No. An ad for Smokin' Time on Main Island as our theme song.
Pork on a bun.
What?
You know what's wild? Is I got a box from Smokin' Time on Main Island. They sent
Did it include merch?
For free. No, but I got a spice rub that he said is like really good on sliced apples or to make like a watermelon kimchi salad. And I got everything like bagel seasoning. I got an awesome t-shirt with their logo and a sweatshirt with their logo for free.
That's cool.
I know. I'm so excited. Who made that abomination?
That was Jamie Ponce.
It was dope. Of course
incredible.
It was.
Yeah.
That
yeah,
was incredible. It was weirdly horny.
So horny.
It was so sexual. Yeah.
It was... pork on a bun.
But you know what? I couldn't think of a better guest to have a sexual intro song for. Please welcome back to the show. I think for the first time, you're the first in the Three Timers Club.
I'm a Three Timers Club.
Daddy Three Rashi. Timers Club. Daddy Jeff's Rad. Boyfriend, Daniel Rashid.
Pork on a bun. Ratty.
Oh my God. Daniel, how the hell are you?
You guys just saw each other. You just had lunch.
Daniel, my God, brother, it's been forever.
It's been so long. Oh, gosh, you look the same.
You live together. You woke up together, I assume.
Yes.
Unless Daniel's in the old doghouse.
Oh. No, but we didn't go to sleep together because I watched the first episode of The Bear while Daniel was in bed.
And I was asleep.
And I woke up and I said, "Are you mad at me?" And he said, "Why?" And I said, "Because I watched TV and you were asleep." And he's like, "I literally don't care."
I was asleep.
So, that's just a little inside look.
4 years into a relationship.
Daniel, I don't know how you do it.
One time, I told Jeff about like how I do all these different voices. Jeff goes like, dating you would be exhausting.
That I said.
That you said. So, Daniel, thoughts? Review me.
Yeah,
review
is it
4 years.
This is great. What's the show? What are we doing? What are we doing on this show?
This is improv.
Oh.
Long-form improv.
Long-form improv.
This is long? We're going to do this for a long time?
Jeff, it has been a while since we have done the show.
Yeah, it's been 2 weeks.
It's been 2 weeks. Wow. Less than a month, which was wild to come back after a month. But what have you been up to, boo?
I've been moving, or in the process of moving.
Did you find a place?
Yeah, I found a place.
That's so exciting. Congratulations.
Thanks. Yeah, yeah. It's awesome. It has everything we need.
We might be moving soon. And by might be, I mean probably are.
Like sooner than the spring? Because you told me that you might move in the spring.
Earliest would be September.
Have you started looking?
No. It's a long story. We don't need to get into now. Daniel Rashid and I were just in Wisconsin, not to brag.
Yeah.
Goofy the land place. Of cows, of milk, of dairy, of cheese. Land of cheese. Land of Oinkers.
Should we get into some reviews?
Yeah. Today, we're talking about something near and dear to my heart.
How so?
We're talking about something a little vulnerable, a little out of the box. We're talking about water toys.
Floaties.
Floaties, baby.
Noodles.
I guess that's it.
No. This morning we asked Elizabeth, what are some of your favorite water toys? And hers were like a game. Elizabeth is one of the most competitive people I know. So, of course, her favorite toy is a game that you compete. And it's like the little torpedoes or sharks or rings that you throw to the bottom of the pool.
I do love those.
10 points, yes. 50 points, 100 points, whatever. And so I'm like, so it's just not, it's not a toy. Someone needs to win.
Right.
And she's like, yes.
Well, here's the thing, though, about like water toys is that you need water toys. They're
what's that?
Requirement.
Sorry?
You need them. You need them if you're going to be in a pool. And you're not doing laps. What are you going to do?
When was the last time that you have used a water toy, like, just in a pool? That you're like, oh, I need it.
Every time I'm in a pool, I'm like, you know what? I need right now. It's a toy. Game. Because otherwise, you're just in water. And then what's the
right.
point?
Swimming.
Relaxing. I was going to say, so you said if you're not going to do laps.
You're going to relax in a hot tub. You're not going to relax in a pool. You're going to play a game in a pool.
I love a pool game, but at the same time, it's like just to cool off.
I'm worried that Daniel doesn't know how to relax.
He doesn't.
Like, his shoulders are up near his ears.
I'm fiddling with both hands.
What are your guys' favorite pool toys? Water toys.
I like a thing that I can lounge on, float around, and there's a drink holder. So I have a Miller High Life living the high life.
No game involved in that.
I also like a game, but I think I'm in a place now where if I'm in a pool, I just want to lay there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Because I haven't been on a vacation in years. Like, I've done trips, but not things where you're, like, gonna relax. And that's what I'm craving, I think.
Hmm. Just a little bit of R&R.
Yeah, and not, I have, like, the easiest job in the world, but, like, it's, I still
I
feel
sit and joke around on a microphone, but my God, do I need to just, like...
Sometimes syncing things makes my laptop crash. I really need a margarita.
I need a nap!
I would like to go on a vacation and not a trip at some point, which I'm basically doing for my mom's birthday next year. Week. Daniel, what's your favorite water toy?
I love a floaty you can blow through. You know
what's that?
My God,
what happened to you earlier?
Earlier when?
Like today?
When I was in Wisconsin?
Yeah, that's gotta be the change.
I had a floaty renaissance. No, a floaty. You know the noodle? A noodle.
Yeah.
When you fill it with water and you can.
Oh yes.
You can, and that's fun. That's a game.
And that's a good time.
I feel like that's the same energy as like sipping a soda through a Twizzler.
Oh, I've never done that before.
What?
It is.
Yeah.
You've never put like a Twizzler into or like a Red Vine bit.
Oh my God!
Off?
You guys like don't even know each other at all. Oh my God! Like, because when I date people, I like know everything.
You're thrilled.
About
them. I also love a noodle. I love a noodle, like a pool noodle. You can ride it like a horse.
Yeah.
You can. That was my thing. It's like when I was a kid, my friends and I would like have pool noodles, and like we would they'd be our horses, and we would like name them. Mm-hmm. We'd name them and like ride them around the pool. And be like time to go to the stables.
I'm sorry. The fuck are you talking? You were swimming on a farm.
I'm gonna go to the stable.
Monica. No, we would describe like we'd have our pool noodles
Utah.
And be like from LA, but like we would have our pool noodles and be like this. Mine's a horse, and it's black with white speckles, and its name is Peanuts.
You didn't think they were playing pretend?
Yeah, what?
I thought there was a bar. I'm from Ohio. There were often pools next to stables. From because I really grew up in the middle of nowhere. The first
we would literally
we love a pool noodle. We would go to the stables with it.
What's that?
We would literally pretend that the car was like we had like stables. And we'd go it doesn't matter. We'd go like groom the horses on one end and then be like, okay, time to ride into town. And then we would just kind of like scoot our way through the pool on the noodles. Mm. Ooh, should we get into it?
Yeah. Daniel, do you want to start us off with our first water toy review? Okay.
Danny Rashi.
Well, speaking of...
If we have the same review, I swear to God, because I only have one.
I have one. I have two I could use, but here's one. All right,
what's
this
it for?
A review for Oodles of Noodles. Okay.
From who?
From Nothing Works.
First and last name.
Yeah.
First and last name. How many stars?
Four stars. These pool noodles will never be used in the water. I have a gecko problem on my screened patio. I cut one into strips and to put under the doors and used another to block off the hiding area by the sink. So, after 3 days, I have not seen a gecko or its droppings. Other uses? Simple insulation. I put my bike security chains through the noodle. It prevents scratching the bike finish when transporting it to the bike trail. I cover the corners of my trailer so the tarp doesn't get ripped on a sharp corner. I cover my vehicle roof rails so my kayaks have something cushioned to sit on while transporting them. And then he included a photo of various items cushioned.
Okay, parents, welcome to Claremont Middle School's 10th annual science fair. So exciting. What an exciting day for our little ones. This year, the theme was to take an ordinary household object and put it to use on something that you wouldn't suspect. Let's walk around the auditorium, see what everybody's come up with. First up, Andrew. Hello, Andrew. Andrew's from our 7th grade class. He's one of Claremont's brightest students. Andrew, what do you have for us today?
Hi. I took an ordinary coffee maker and I turned it into, you can brew tea in it. So you put water and you brew tea into it.
Wow, Andrew.
Yeah. So.
That is something. Judges, what do we have to say about Andrew? And by the way,
can we see it in action? I'm sorry to be like the tough judge, but I don't know how that works.
Sure.
Like,
so it's kind of.
This is Mr. Beale, who's our English teacher.
Hi, Mr. Beale.
I wanted to be a professor.
Okay. Pour the water in like you would for a coffee, and then you put a tea bag in there where you put the coffee in, and then you press the start button, and then it's pretty much the same as like a coffee maker, but you brew tea. So
it's actually not bad.
Yeah. So
8 out of 10.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's great. Andrew, hi, sorry. I'm Mrs. K. I am the head of science department. Honey, You just kind of put tea in a coffee maker, right? I mean, could you think of, sorry to put you on the spot in front of all these parents, but what other uses do you have for that? Because I don't know if that was actually the assignment.
Hey, at least it works. Sorry to butt in again.
At least it works?
Yeah,
it's a working coffee maker.
Okay, I'm going to change my answer then. 7 out of 10.
That's so close to
what
an
have
eight.
You done, Mrs. K? What have you done with your
I'm
stuff?
Sorry?
Yeah, what
8
have,
out
what
of 10.
Made?
This is interesting.
What have I made?
Yeah, what have you made?
I made a home. I made a family. I made a career out of teaching science. Sorry, this actually isn't about me, Andrew. And I know I'm the teacher no one likes.
But do those things work? Because his works. Yeah. How's your marriage?
All the parents are like eyes back and forth like ping pong. Like, no, this isn't. It's a science fair for the kids. We're not getting into my domesticity. All right.
2 out of 10.
We're not getting. Come on, stop it.
2 out of 10.
Today's not about... Andrew, fine. I give you a passing grade. I give you 6 out of 10. As long as we can move on from my life, because it's not about me. All right, let's just go. Okay, parents, let's go this way. Let's go to Andrew. Wonderful job, honey.
Thank
Make
you,
sure to
thank
brew
you.
Me a cup of that tea later, okay? Susie, hello, sweetheart. What do you have for us today?
I took my old braces, because I had to get new ones, and I made them into...
Your orthodontist let you keep your old set of braces?
Yeah, she's a family friend.
Oh, okay, got it. Writes a note.
Hey, how you doing? Orthodontist over here, Jerry.
Nice. Oh, hello.
Yeah, she told me all about the experiment. I had to show up. You know, so
that's
I'm so
amazing.
Proud of
her. Okay, so Susie, what did you make?
I turned them into a fork. You want to try it?
That is disgusting. Okay.
It's
no,
not
yes,
dishwasher
that's very...
safe, so I haven't been able to clean it, but here, give it a shot.
Yeah, try it. Try it.
Oh.
We've all tried it.
Right.
Try it, Mrs.
So,
K.
Again, you know what's so interesting is that this is not a household item. So in the same way that Andrew just kind of took a working thing and made it into something that it basically already does, again, no one is... No, everybody, if you haven't done the assignment correctly, I don't know. How many of you here have just kind of taken something around your house and made it do the same thing?
Pretty much everyone.
Well, it doesn't do the same thing. Braces aren't... for eating food. They're actually bad to eat food with, even though you have
you,
to.
But you took something that wasn't a household item. Okay, no, it's okay. Wait, hey, she turned it into
She's
a household
crying.
Item. It doesn't matter.
You're making her cry.
9 out of 10. How's that compare to your parenting, by the way, Mrs. K?
Well, my kids are acting out. Is
yeah,
that what you want me to say?
100%.
My kids are acting out.
Right, and
I would
why?
Give them 1 out of 10, 2 out of 10.
And the whole crowd
three
gasp.
On a good day. No, I'm...
And you wonder why they would give you that.
I'm a woman of science, okay? I'm a woman of science. And if things aren't showing up in the exact way, it's like chemistry. If I tell them to go to their room, they should go to their room. But no, they say, no, no, Lisa. I'm going to eat cornflakes on the patio.
They call you by your first name?
That's not even my first name. I know.
Listen, so, yeah. I know I'm a humanities guy, but if I'm not mistaken, science is about trying to basically rule out every wrong answer until you get a hypothesis. And
what's your point?
There is no right answer in science.
I don't
point.
Think that's true.
Really?
Well, there are some things that are right, and other times you're doing a test to find your hypothesis.
I
prove your hypothesis.
I'm giving the fork a 9 out of 10. I'm giving your parenting a 1 out of 10.
I'm giving the braces a 4 out of 10 because you did make a fork. I'm not going to try it because that's disgusting and feels like a health code violation in the school. All right. Do we have time to see one more?
Yeah, I got it. I got it.
Okay. Okay. Jonathan, who has been held back in the eighth grade 5 times. Jonathan, how old are you now, sweetheart?
I'm turning 17, I think. Or 18,
that
I think.
Is
I could be. I
could be 17.
I could be a graduate if I pass this test.
Okay. What did you make? Please, for the love of God, just have turned a household item into something different.
We all love pool floaties. Look at this one. I chopped it in half. I turn it into a slide. You can put your little Legos and slide them on down. Look at this one. You carve it out. You got a spoon. Look at this one. It's a telescope. And inside, you look and you see things far away and they look bigger. And over here, you can wrap your bed around with it. So if you fall out of bed in the middle of the night, like some of us are wont to do often, and hit your head, it protects you, okay? And over here, this is the number one. If you commonly trip,
sorry,
you can wear knee pads. Wrap them around your knees. You got knee pads. Bingo, bango. Here we go, baby. Mrs. K, what do you think? I love you.
I don't know how to respond to that, but you know what? You completed this assignment perfectly.
1 out of 10.
What are you talking about? This is a 10 out of 10. Look at all the ways he used a pool floaty in the house.
No one's want to fall out of bed. Nobody chronically falls down when they're 17.
Well, clearly he does.
Everyone who falls out of bed chronically, raise your hand.
Nobody.
Just him.
So it doesn't solve an issue. This is supposed to be something that solves an issue. All right, braces. Sometimes you're out of forks. They're all in the dishwasher. There you go. Right? The first one. Fucking, I don't want to have to steep a bag. I want to press a button and get tea. 1 out of 10.
What's your name again, sir?
My name is Mr. Yeah.
Mr.
To you.
To you. Mr. To you, will you walk over here? Come here.
I don't know if I want to do that.
Just take a step.
Takes one step, falls flat on his ass.
See? You could have used knee pads. You could have used knee pads.
I didn't even fall on my knees.
Yeah. You could have used my... Well, look at this one's butt pad.
I'm giving you a 10 out of 10. I think this is going to be... Okay, you know what, parents? I think let's head outside for some refreshments while all the kiddos get cleaned up in here. I'm giving you a 10 out of 10. I'm going to give you first place because as a science teacher, I can do that. And I think this was great.
Does that mean I get to go to ninth grade?
What was your English grade again?
It was a C-. I can speak for it. It was a C-. Okay. That's not passing at this school. You have to get a C or better. No, it's not.
All right. Well, you will have to do eighth grade. I feel like I need to go home to my family.
They don't want you.
I know. And that's why I feel like I need to go and repair some things. Because I'm giving myself a 1 out of 10. Because I've learned a lot today. And I've been given this house and I have not made it a home.
Cut to her at home. Sorry, at house.
At house. Knock, knock.
Ew.
Mommy's home.
Ugh.
Ugh.
Come on. Hey, I know we all got off on the wrong foot.
For 8 years.
But I went to the science fair today and I learned a couple things about the world and also myself. I'm wondering if you could give me another chance and vice versa.
Wait, sorry, vice versa. What? Why do you have to give us another chance? We're eight and six.
You know, we can all agree that we've all done things, we've all said things, we've all made mistakes.
Yeah, but kids make mistakes. Adults are supposed to have learned from
Everyone makes mistakes, Tyler. Everyone makes mistakes.
Okay.
Okay. So, with that being said, just extends my hand to shake it. How about we start off on a new foot?
Okay. Shakes your hand.
Why are you wearing knee pads?
Oh, you will not believe the most incredible student at our school. I mean, man, this kid is gifted. I've never seen a child so smart. I mean, yes, he is 17 and he's in the 8th grade, but my God, he has an amazing mind and just a great spirit. Typical. I would love to be his mom.
Typical.
He's like the kind of kid who I would want.
Yeah.
So anyway, he
ruined it
the pool
within 30 seconds.
I'm just being honest. I feel like we're not valuing honesty in this house. Anyway, it's pool floaties that have been turned into knee pads, if that's what you're asking.
Dad's not cheating on you, but we've been encouraging him to.
I've heard that through the walls, and that's part of why I have been giving you 1 out of 10 each week. And honestly, him a 1 out of 10 too, because like if he's going to do it, then he should just do it. I don't know if he is or not.
It's crazy that you can turn him wanting to cheat on you and not into him being a coward.
This isn't working.
This family? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess failed experiment. You know, I'm a woman of science. I'm not afraid to admit when this was, if I had a hypothesis that it's like I could be. Yes. Hello.
Hey, Mr. Tiu. I just,
Hey, Mr. Tiu. What? I'm in the middle of something with my family.
No, I know. I just wanted to sort of check in on how that was going and also specifically the marriage because I went home after the science fair and I just couldn't not self-complete thinking about you. And I thought
not
maybe
in front of my kids, please.
No, they know.
That looks back to them. Do you know?
Yeah.
No, what?
Okay, nothing.
The six-year-old got it.
Six-year-old knows.
Would you like to... I don't know. Eat dinner with me?
Yes. I would like to do that.
Cut to dinner. He's setting the table. Braces. Silverware.
Ooh. That is actually going to be a 2 out of 10 for me. I was willing to blow up my family and my life to explore something outside of myself, outside of what I knew.
By the looks of your pool floaty knee pads, I think you're still maybe down.
Oh, fuck it. Stuffs the braces fork in my mouth.
All right, let's take a quick break and come back with some more water toy reviews.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Alf, how is your social battery right now?
Empty, depleted, 0%.
Absolutely. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves too thin. I know what that feels like, a mix of work nonstop, but also wanting to have that work-life balance and see friends. But then when do you sleep? I'm being facetious, but no, it is very hard.
You know when your phone dies and it's like,
yeah,
it's like, oh, don't worry, like you can still like emergency like finding the phone and like your cards are still available.
Yes.
I'm lower than that even.
Perfect. Well, therapy can help give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. So famously, Alf and I have both been in therapy for a long time. We love it. I really can feel like there are some times when it's just my schedule is very busy, speaking of busy schedules, and there are some weeks that I've had to just like put off therapy for a couple weeks, and I really notice it. I really notice not being able to have that time for myself every week to really just like state of the union what's going on and get tools to help better move through that.
Yeah, we all notice. Sometimes I just call Daniel and I'm like, has she skipped? Did she skip this week?
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. I cannot stress enough how I think everyone, if they can, should be in therapy. And BetterHelp is entirely online. It is designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. So just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. And that is so important because you want to be in therapy with a therapist that you feel connected to, that you feel like you have a good relationship with, that you can talk through things in a way that works for you, right?
I think it's great, and I always love it.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Sorry, I'm gonna take that again, Daniel. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. That's betterhelp.com/review today to get 10% off your first month of therapy. That is BetterHelp, HELP.com/review. Thanks, BetterHelp.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
And we're back. Riley, do you want to do another review?
Yes. It's also for pool noodles, if you can believe it. This is for pool noodle fix find 5-pack of 52-inch hollow foam pool swim noodle, bright foam noodles for swimming, floating, and craft projects. Ooh. It's 5 stars. This is from first initial N, last name Smith. Jeff N. Smith.
Engage.
Engage. Engage Smith. 5 stars. The title is Amazingly Easy to Use Pool Noodles. At first I thought, who would review pool noodles? Then I realized, because no one does, realize how magnificent these pool noodles are. Over the past few weeks, I've really put these to the test. First, they float like nobody's business. You can't ask for better floating foam noodles. Even when you try to sink them, they float right back up. They never give up. But then the real test, mock sword battles. I was the terror of the household. I could not be defeated. It was like I was the immortal. There can only be one, and it is me. Cue queen music now. But the most amazing thing after all that, all caps, they still float. They just bob along the top of the water waiting for their next assignment. I've used them to lay on, sit on, you name it. They just float and don't give up. So if you really want pool noodles that float, get these. You will not regret it, and your neighbors will want to be you.
Yeah, I don't know.
God.
Your neighbors, after all that, your neighbors will want to be you. Your neighbors will
want to be you.
I realize the reason why nobody does this one thing is because, well, it's awesome.
No need to write a review when it's all perfect. men want to be with her, women want to be her, and the neighbors want to turn into them.
What?
That's right. It's just kind of something I'm trying out.
Listen, Reed, you're our best trailer editor, but your voiceovers have been crazy recently. They seem to have almost nothing to do with movies, but just how neighbors will feel about the movie. Yeah, I guess the movie, but still, about the characters. What do you mean neighbors?
It's like, listen, I'm just trying with this because it's like, you know, since we've been in the pandemic, we've all been a little isolated. So getting to re-antiquate yourself, is that the word? Not re-antiquate. Is to reacquaint yourself with your neighbors, I think is important to find a sense of community. And so it's like, oh, what will my neighbors think of Florence Pugh in the new Harry Styles movie? What will my next door neighbor, will he want to fuck Harry Styles? Find out.
You can't put that in the trailer. Will your neighbor want to fuck Harry Styles in Don't Worry, Darling?
Yeah. That's fine. I can give it a different spin.
Knock, knock. Hey, got a new batch of trailers here.
Awesome.
Just going to rip through them one at a time.
Yes.
First one we've got for the new Spider-Man.
Spider-Man. I'm so excited to see this one.
There's got to be a way home.
Yeah, looks good.
I can't wait to see Spider-Man. There's got to be a way home.
Yeah.
All right. And Andrea, let me know when you're ready. And I'm ready to go.
We're rolling whenever
you're
ready.
I'm ready to go.
Yeah. We can edit them.
Spider-Man. There's got to be a way home. Tom Holland. Zendaya. Are they going to get married? Your neighbor ships them as a couple.
Cut. That's not about the movie. That's about their real life relationship. Let's just... Try
you
not
told to, me to stay away from the neighbor thing.
Yeah, don't say the neighbor thing. Also talk about the movie.
You did also say the neighbor thing.
Oh.
Yeah, that's mostly, actually.
Totally, absolutely. I understand what you mean. I understand what you mean.
All right. Here we go. Okay. Action. Whenever you're ready.
Your mailman's spidey senses are tingling, and that's because he's gonna go see Spider-Man. There's gotta be a way home. Your mailman delivers your packages every day, but do you know which Spider-Man movie's his favorite? It might be this upcoming one where Tom Holland saves Zendaya again. And do you think they're gonna move in together in England or somewhere in Los Angeles? Because my neighbor thinks that they're probably gonna get a house together in London.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, let's just change gears because I think we might be able to edit around some of that stuff.
Yeah, I'm totally fine stuff. If you just like Frankenstein it, just go for it.
Great. All right, we have Fast and Furious 11 coming in here.
God, so fun.
11 fast ones and 11 furious ones.
11 fast ones, 11 furious ones. Yeah. Got it. Say no more.
Yeah.
Ready?
Yep.
Yeah.
My neighbor got a Dodge F-150.
Cut.
And
that's not a car. It's Ford F-150 or Dodge Ram, whatever.
I'm not a car person.
You could have nailed the car. That's not the issue. Why bring it up? Obviously, why bring it up?
It's a car movie.
Fine. Let's just see
where
you...
It's a movie about family, okay?
Yeah.
The cars are the background. So can we take it again with a focus on family?
Yes. Absolutely.
Because people know, they know the car is going into it. We don't need to advertise that.
Totally. Okay, so no cars. We don't need to talk about the cars.
Yeah.
Got it.
Action.
My Postmates delivery man said that his niece was having her fifth birthday party at his house. He said that he has a pretty large family and that family is the most important thing in his life. I asked if there was going to be entertainment at the party, and he said maybe a bounce house, maybe a clown. We haven't decided yet, although she wants one of those knockoff Disney princesses who's just one of the local high schoolers dressed up as Tiana coming over to like hug them or take a photo with them.
Can we pause for a second?
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Can I just sidebar with you real quick, man?
Yes, absolutely.
Not with you.
Not with you.
No. Okay. Can you mute us for a second?
Yeah.
Earmuffs.
She's just reading from her diary right now.
Yeah, that was basically a short story. But here's the thing. I think we got enough there to get a little bit of, at least enough vowels and consonants that we can create like a keyboard.
Like an AI version?
Yeah. And okay, so we'll just pay her out and then we can just be done
with
this.
Gotcha. Should we just have her do one more just because that way we get more vowels and consonants?
I think that's our best way out at this point because we have a deadline.
Okay. All right, here we go. Hey, that was great.
Are we happy with that?
That was perfect.
So great.
Oh my God.
We're just going to do one more for a different movie.
You got it. My schedule's cleared for the rest of the day. So like I'm happy to knock as many out and stay as long as you guys want.
This next one would be good.
Yeah.
But this is going to be one of those extended trailers. So just go for a while.
Great. What's this one for?
This one's for Mission Impossible 7.
Ooh, action.
Time to lights, camera, fly. Action. Time to fly. Mission
time
Impossible.
To fly. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
So whenever you're ready, remember this one, it does involve, it's Tom Cruise. You remember, we definitely want to include him somewhere in the trailer.
Yes.
We need that name recorded.
Oh, yeah, easy.
We
of
at least need that name, and then anything else, just do your thing.
Absolutely. Yeah. Got it. Ready, set, go. When I take my nighttime walks around the neighborhood, I like to look in the windows and see what people are watching on TV at night. It's easier for me to see the screens through the windows when it's dark outside. My next door neighbor was watching Top Gun Maverick, and I thought to myself, how is that already streaming on demand? Maybe they have a screener, maybe they're part of the industry. I couldn't help but notice Tom Cruise looks for, like, the older he gets, the hotter he becomes. Time to fly sounds like No Time to Die, but don't worry, this is not a James Bond movie. Although I bet Daniel Craig would make a wonderful appearance in this next Tom Cruise feature. Someone else down the street was watching Peppa Pig at nighttime, and I thought, if that's not for their kids, that's interesting, because kids usually would be going to bed by the when the, around the time I was walking, and I like to do a little nighttime strolls around 10-11 p.m.
And
I'll have a late dinner.
That's great. Hey, is there any way we can get Daniel Craig in that movie? Because we got it in the trailer.
If we get Daniel Craig, that would be amazeballs.
Are you asking me if because the movie's done? You're asking me if they can put Daniel Craig in the movie because she just said the name Daniel Craig in the VO?
Exactly. Perfect. Thank you so much.
No, I didn't say yes. All right. This is a 5-star review of Float A.
Oh,
Beaver pool float for adults.
I'm sorry.
This brand is Float E, which is Lake
How
Floaties.
How do you spell that?
FLOAT-EH.
Okay. So it is exactly how it
it's
sounds.
Lake Floaties inspired by the North. It's a Canadian company.
Float E.
This is from Johnny M. Yeah, it's a beaver.
Oh, Johnny. Okay. Johnny Mantis.
Johnny Mantis,
5 stars. Fast shipping, undamaged item. Thank you very much. Low bar, Johnny, for 5 stars.
Fast shipping.
Eliza, from the moment I met you, I just knew that you were for me.
Oh, stop. I'm going to cry.
You were the yang to my yin. You have always been there for me when I've needed you, and I've been happy to return the favor when our relationship has ebbed or flowed. You are so talented as
a
loomstress.
Oh, stop it. Looking out at the guests. He means it. No, I know.
And I just, when I think about the future, I can't picture my life without you.
Oh my god. Oh, Taylor, you're gonna make me cry. I have all this beautiful makeup on and I don't want to cry it off. Right, guys?
I love you. And I can't wait to start this incredible journey with you.
Oh, the crowd claps. Beautiful.
And
vows.
Your vows?
Taylor, we have been together for 8 years. And we didn't break up. Looks back
and
and now time for the rings. Oh my god, I'm so excited to put this on.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I've been dreaming about this wedding ring for so long. I mean, it's like when we went shopping together, it looks gorgeous. Kyle, sorry, everyone, this is my nephew Kyle. He's the ring bearer.
Hi. I got the rings.
Yes, and it's time for that. Yeah. Honey, are you ready?
I loved your speech, Mr.
Speech. It was two sentences.
Mine or his?
Oh, I loved his.
Okay, me too. It was gorgeous.
Yeah,
it was gorgeous.
Really, really heartfelt and beautiful. Mm-hmm. And
all the crowd is like, aww.
Yeah. And yours was the most beautiful.
Was
more beautiful than anything I could ever have imagined anyone saying.
They're all
I don't think so at all.
Yes.
Am I the only one who thinks that was crazy? Yeah. That was too short. That was nothing. What? That could have been anybody. Whoa. We dated for eight years. No, I'm not even like getting ahead of myself. Like this is fucked up.
Taylor.
What?
Oh, Taylor, stop.
That bothers you guys?
He's kidding.
I'm not at all. I'm actually really hurt.
He's kidding.
I'm really hurt.
Hurt by what?
I spent six fucking months on my vows. We said we would write our own.
Stop swearing.
That's what you're bothered by? You said that we didn't break up and that's why we're getting married. And then you were really excited to get the ring. Which this isn't even the expensive one. I don't know why you're so excited about the ring if you're not even that excited about it.
Because I love you. And the symbol of the ring is that it's never ending. And that's what this is going to be.
It just, I want our relationship to be never ending, but your speech, I also kind of wish was a little bit more never ending. Like it was a little too short.
If I may say something, someone once said, brevity is beauty.
I don't think anyone ever said that.
Taylor, stop it.
Also, her speech wasn't it had no brevity to it. I don't know what the.
Brevity is short. Brevity means short.
Oh, I was thinking bravado.
This guy doesn't even know words.
Fuck.
Hey. No. Everybody
cracks up.
No, guys, come on. Come on. That's not what today's about. Today is about our love. It is about the joining of this union and celebrating with this community.
No, I couldn't agree more. I just feel like it hasn't been that. I'm sorry. I feel like I'm looking bad because everybody else seems to be on the same page. Fine. You know what? Let's just do the rings. This is crazy.
No, I object.
What?
Whoa.
I object.
Who the fuck is this?
This is my chance, baby. You and I,
oh, God.
High school.
Taylor, I'm so sorry. I
no, I'm not threatened by him at all. He doesn't look that great.
Listen, baby.
Also, he doesn't know how to, like, smooth
we
talk.
We dated for 4 weeks in high school.
I'll give it to you real simple. We dated for 4 weeks, and now we should be together for life.
Everybody's hearts are melting.
Oh, my God.
Now that's brevity right there.
Yeah, it's not really supposed to. Yeah. It's,
John, that was...
It's kind of your one chance to be... Wait, this is resonating with you?
You're making this really, really difficult.
Are you
That was one of the most beautiful things anyone has ever said to me. You said it all those two sentences.
Right.
That's the Johnny Mantis way, baby.
Everyone, I'm so sorry. I need a minute. I need a minute.
Runs out
the aisle. Yeah.
How is this fair? This is crazy. The one thing she said in her vows was that we were dating for 8 years. That's the only plus. You guys dated for 4 weeks, and it seems like she took it with the exact same amount of...
She said you never broke up.
Right. She said 8 years and we never broke up. That's also not romantic.
You can't even remember what she said. You don't even remember the whole thing. It was so short and you can't even recall it, recite it.
Maybe he doesn't even love her. It sounds like her high school boyfriend is the love of her life.
Yeah, I'm a man.
He's
We're the same
man.
Age.
He's a man. He's a man. He's cut to, cut to man. Just like a room in nearby. I don't know what to do. This is crazy. My life is turned upside down.
Sweetheart, as your grandmother... who has had quite a few fiery, flamey romances in her life. I think you should go with the high school guy. It's as simple as that, really.
You know what, Grandma? I think you may be right. And even though Taylor and I dated for 8 years and didn't break up...
Oh, I don't even need to hear all this. The high school guy put it succinctly.
Well, that's
Save
what I
your breath.
Too.
Save your breath. And his.
You don't think I need to explain it to
You've
anybody?
You've already made the decision.
Where are you from again, Grandma?
I'm from Scotland, but I've lived in the States since 1969.
That's right. Sorry, I just love hearing about your life.
It's fine. You don't need to hear it. I'll keep it brief. I was Scottish and now I'm not. That's pretty much my life. And I so appreciate your brevity.
And I yours.
Shh, that's enough.
I need to go find the high school guy and tell him that it's him.
Cut to her walking down back towards the chapel. As she's walking by, she like passes somebody in catering. Hey, you're pretty hot.
Drops the bouquet. Drops my dress. Take me. Now.
Nods. Doesn't even say anything.
Everyone at the wedding just hears them having like carnal sex.
But really short. Like.
Her 6-year-old nephew nods.
Brevity is beauty.
Not really. This is crazy. It's even awful. My family's on her side, which is fucked.
Everyone's applauding.
The high school guy even gets it.
Yeah! That's my baby.
No way. All right. Do you guys have any more, or should we do our last segment?
I think let's do our last segment.
This should be all we want. Offer up.
Oh.
Wow. Coming in hot, man.
Yeah, it's only because I have something this week. The past couple weeks I've had nothing. Offer up is Craigslist, but better. And the inventory's better. You can lowball people easily. Some people even deliver to your ass. If you're moving or if you're redoving.
Sorry?
Hmm?
If you're moving or what?
Redoving?
Redoving?
Yeah.
I think you said redoofing.
You said it was an F.
Yeah.
Redoofing?
Redo. Yeah.
Redoof, reuse, recycle.
That's where you goof and reuse.
yeah.
Offer up, baby. It's Craigslist Senior, and I highly recommend it. You guys are maybe about to move. Fucking
yes.
I put a tower fan on offer up, and I didn't think twice about it. And then like a month and a half later, someone was like, "I'll pay you $40 for that fan."
100%.
Done. I forgot it was even on there.
No, 100%.
Yeah.
Done.
Yeah.
What's been shaking you guys all week long?
What's been shaking me is a fish boil.
What's that?
Yes.
A fish
boil.
Like crab or?
Yes.
White fish.
I don't think so.
Oh. Riley and I, if you listened to the beginning of this episode, you learned that we were in Wisconsin, the land of cream, the land of cheese, the land of white fish.
If you're at this part of the episode and haven't listened to the beginning, that's incredible.
It's incredible. Good job. We were in Door County with my family. My dad grew up in Wisconsin, and so I have a bunch of family there. And every summer they go up to Door County, and so we joined them. And there's a tradition in Door County. It's probably other places in the summer. Friday night is fish boil night. And it's a crazy process. If you've never seen it, you should look it up. Look up a fish boil. They have this big old pot, industrial pot, and they put – what do they put in there? We put – tomatoes. I'm sorry. No, not nope. Not tomatoes.
What do they put? They put cake. Riley's
potatoes.
Really, no, they didn't. Sorry. He's never like this.
Potatoes, onions, corn, onions,
corn,
and fish.
And fish into this pot. And they put a bunch of salt in there when the fish goes in. So the oils of the salt boil up and over.
Cake.
So it's a really pure fish.
Okay.
And then on the fire underneath, when it's boil over time, They
shout boil
they
over,
shout, boil over, and they dump fuel oil onto the fire, and it like explodes basically, and then it boils over, so all the impurities boil over the pot, and you're left with a really pure fish. And it sounds like you're gonna get gasoline in your fish, but you don't.
Yeah,
and it is.
It does sound like that.
It is incredible.
It's poured on the flame, not on the
on
pot.
On the flame. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
That sounds like my nightmare. Was it good?
It was
the fish
so
was
fun.
Good?
It was incredible.
Delicious.
It was so, so delicious and really fun. It was like a
caught that day.
Total like Friday night activity.
You get like a ticket, and so it's like with that ticket, you get like that, all of that.
Yeah.
Like a plate of all that plus a piece of cherry pie, yeah, which was incredible.
I do
like
love
some of the
cherry
best
pie.
Cherry pie I've ever had.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind a slice.
Well, we're not there anymore. My what shook me is we saved a duckling. We saved a duckling in Wisconsin. We were on the lake. We were on Kangaroo Lake. and we were swimming with Alec Daniel's young cousins, and then we hear like cheep, 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 cheep. It was devastating. There was a tiny little duckling who is swimming as hard as he could against the waves, trying to catch up with mom and siblings who were way far out into the lake.
And mom didn't give a fuck.
Mom and babies were just going. And so I'm swimming, trying to catch up with the duckling to like corral it. Daniel starts swimming to try and like turn the mom and babies around. Yeah. They're so far out that Daniel's brother had to get in a kayak and go ahead. But then he comes back, they're too fast, they're gone. And he's like, I also saw a hawk circling overhead. So that's probably why mom was just like, I'm just going to save the ones I can and get out. And so then this poor baby was still like, tee, 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 looking. And then it just kept getting knocked back to shore. It was so tired.
The entire rest. And it was like walking around in the grass looking. Oh,
it
was so sad.
So sad. And so then it runs off into the woods. And so we're like, oh, maybe there's a nest there. Like it looked like it was beelining somewhere. Meanwhile, I'm Googling what to do with abandoned duckling, ? And then it was like, okay, if mom doesn't come back for a couple hours, it's like you can actually pick it up. And it's like the first thing it would die of is hypothermia. So it's Jesus. Like you need to put it in somewhere warm. So anyway.
So you learned a lot about ducks in a really short amount of time.
In a short amount of time. And so then hours later, like it's sunset, we hear the cheep, cheep, cheep. Duck is back on the beach again, trying again to swim out. But it's like so tired and so cold. And so, and then like Daniel's little cousins were like, we can't let it die. We have to save him. And so one of Daniel's cousins, like older cousins, grabbed it from the water. We put it in a box with like paper towel, which is what it said to do, like for traction for the feet. And it was like, give it little bits of bread or cooked egg. Wasn't eating that. So it was like, give it sugar water. And I put a little quarter teaspoon of sugar water in there, and its head, like it wouldn't. So I had like lift up its little beak, put it in the thing. We thought it wasn't going to make it. Our plan was in the morning to then call like a wildlife, you know, service or rescue service or whatever. But I did get to hold the little baby in my hands while we changed the paper towel, and it was just like shaking. It was terrified. But the next morning, I thought it was going to die in the night.
Yeah.
It was not looking good. Yeah. The next morning, it had escaped the box and was waiting by the front door to be let out. And so it
like
gained.
Like a dog.
Like a dog. But it had like gained strength. And so then they just released it back into the water. So who knows where it is now. But I guess I'm a hero. Right?
You can follow Riley on Instagram at RileyAnnSpawn.
No, so I don't know. My mic might have cut out. I said, I guess I'm a hero, right?
Oh, Daniel, what's been shaking you? Sorry.
We already did Daniel's. Is my, can you hear me?
Oh, I have to plug something. I totally forgot. I should have done this at the beginning of the episode.
I need to fix my audio.
Oh, it's not your audio.
Oh, you can hear me.
Daniel, what's up? What's up? Creatively, let's talk about it. Yeah, that sounds awesome.
I'm in this new show called Paper Girls on Amazon.
That's awesome.
It's based on a comic series by Brian K. Vaughan, who, if you don't know his work, he's an incredible, incredible comic book author.
Who made Saga,
Saga. And I discovered him because I got cast in the show and I wanted to read the comic, Paper Girls, and I binged it. I read it from front to back, all the issues, like, in a day, because I was just, like, so hooked on it. And then I discovered that he also wrote Saga, which now Riley and I are both hooked on. And the show is super fun. It's coming out on July 29th, I believe, on Amazon.
10 days from today.
10 days from when we're
recording.
That's really exciting.
On the 19th.
It's probably out now if you're listening to this.
Oh my God! Everyone, go watch.
Yeah. It's about 14 girls who get wrapped up. 14 girls who get. 14 girls. 14 girls who get wrapped up in a time traveling adventure. And it's really fun. So, watch it.
Yay!
That's awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Jeff, what's anything going on with you?
Nothing.
Awesome, awesome.
And you can follow Riley on anything to plug.
HeadGum sketches are back. If y'all haven't been keeping up with those,
yes.
We are releasing one every 2 weeks, every Tuesday. So go check it out, HeadGum YouTube. We also post them on our Instagram, HeadGum Instagram, and HeadGum TikTok. Someone commented on the TikTok saying peak millennial humor, and I don't know how to feel about that.
And you can follow Riley on Instagram at Riley Anspa, on Twitter at Riley Coyote, and the show on Instagram at Review Review, and on Reddit r/ReviewReview.
You can follow Jeffrey James on Instagram at Jeffrey James and on Twitter at Jeff Boyardee. And Daniel, want to plug those socials?
And I'm on Instagram at Daniel Rashid and on Twitter, though I never use it, at Daniel S. Rashid.
Daniel, thank you so much for coming
on. Thanks for having me.
You are the inaugural. You're not the first member. Inaugural is not the right word. You are the first member of the Three Timers Club for Review.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
I await my gift basket in the other room.
Huh?
I'm awaiting my gift basket from the
other room. Oh, we don't have that.
We don't do that. We don't have the money to do that.
It ends right here. let's thank some VI podcasts. Daniel, you're welcome to stick around for this if you want, but you don't
have. Oh my God, no arrivederci. That was bold.
Thank you to 2 weeks is a little ridiculous. This dude needs his dick revoked. That's right. I, Jeffrey Aronofsky Jamathan, revoke Austin's penis.
_ Christian side hugs Quack when he asks.
Agent Michael Skarn.
A co has been taken over. Sorry. A co has been .. taken over by an unyielding ennui. It's a new era. You really, really shouldn't text or do.
It's never a new era with her. She's always in one era, then it's not good. Bob Buell is actually 3 badgers in a doctor's coat.
Cam is being audited, and that's not even a joke. The IRS is
gonna
flock on my cock, man.
Chuck!
Connor Finnegan didn't bother with a name this week. Just read Damian Kirk's and say I came up with it.
Crosby, Stills, and Gash.
That's really good. Dakota just got suspended without pay, pending investigation. So let's see how long we write out this Patreon subscription, buddy. Oh my God.
What is befalling everybody? Damian,
what the fuck?
Damian Kirk has memorized the first 192 digits of pi, but he still needs to go on a pilgrimage to learn what it is to come.
Can't see octopus.
Freya.
Jeff Puff.
Jeffrey Sames. So it's Jeffrey James, but he just kind of agrees with everyone without having his own opinion.
Natalie Port Manchester United, Less Southern Comfort Whiskey, Licoral Mountain Rangerman Shepherd. Nice.
Gray the Honeydew Honey Pie has never been so hot nor sweet.
Hallie the Horribly Awesome is Gray's twin.
Happy birthday, Jeff. Use code Jeff for 20% off your first Baldo purchase.
Hey, Jeff, could you please have anyone from Hey Riddle Riddle on the Headgum Podcast, please?
I eat spaghetti and heatballs. It's like spaghetti and meatballs, but instead of noodles, I eat the sun.
New patron. I just want to say, apropos of nothing, that I spend all my earnings from this Patreon on donations to the Mike Pence 2024 campaign.
Don't you think Mike Pence should be? I feel like he has to be. I haven't kept up with him, but there's no way he's like trying to run or be in politics
at
all after.
That's so fucking funny.
The past couple of weeks have just been like hearings that confirm that Trump wanted him hanged.
Yeah.
That's so sad.
Oh my God.
Like, I hate him so much, but that would make me sad if I was him.
Awful.
I sincerely would like to apologize for the wolf, the epic wolf.
I Venmo Jeff my rent money to pay for this subscription and would really appreciate it if he could send it back. Thanks.
Irish wrist washes. Keep them clean, y'all.
Also, sorry, the one before, new patron. Jay Goldman.
Jay is actually in the U.S. for a bit now, and this whole time zone thing might work out this week. That's from
Jesse Tipton.
Joe, and for lack of a better term, well, Malazov.
Jordan Fields.
JP again. Should I try these celebrity joke names for the rest of the Brilliant Sheep?
Caleb is too busy to come to the phone right now. Please leave a message after the beep. Beep.
Casper Bopasper.
Lord Hunter the Ordained.
Lucas Heinzel, new patron.
Michael Begel.
Nate Porteous has a birthday soon and can cry if he wants to. Happy birthday, Nate. New patron. You can't say that.
Nolan Murphy can't shake his lingering sadness. He'll reach out, but no one offers respite from his loneliness. Get fucked, nerd.
Oh, hi, Mark. Well, priest.
Oh, so it's lame to advertise your business through a Patreon name? Come say that to my face at Smoking Time on Main Island.
I lost it. Where did it go? Here it is. Pete Skeet Bradford.
Oh, so it sucks to advertise your business through a Patreon name? Come say that to me. Come say that to my ass at Gale's Oils in the Vatican.
Oh, so it's lame to initiate someone's Patreon name on Patreon now. Come say that to my face at Gilkjonic.
Phoebe.
Pride Month is over and so is James. # James Wagner is over party.
Quack.
Raven Schmaven.
Reese Little Caesars Eater Bergman.
Smooth Pete and the Slammed Gashes.
Awful. So what, is this like a job now? You're telling me I have to update my name more than once a year?
Thanks for not shouting out Daddy's birthday. April 1st came and went, and y'all did nothing.
The dulcet tones of Jeffrey's sleep moans.
Let's just make sure. Hang on. Let's see.
And we're going to wrap it up with TJ Michael.
And we're going to wrap it up by...
Jeff...
Oh, I slept talked. Let's see what this is.
Try. Did it play?
Just me saying, mm-mm-mm-hmm. We'll see you guys again next week. Daniel, thanks so much for being on the show. Hope to have you on for the four timers. What needs to happen is we need to have someone else on three times so that you have a reason to come back on and defend your title.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And until next week, arrivederci.
Chee!
That was a HeadGum Original.